Welcome back, you guys. Episode 109 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always, and good morning. How are you guys? Did you have a good week? Did you make some progress? I bet you did great. I had a great week, you guys. It was a really good one. I mostly just took care of stuff I haven't had time to take care of, and relaxed in the pouring rain. And yeah, I had a good one. I didn't work much. I did work a little, actually, but not much. Just kind of getting ready for this next big job to start two big boats. And they thought they'd be ready for me Wednesday, but they weren't. So they're ready for me tomorrow. So I'm getting ready to start. But this week I just sort of almost started, stopped and started. So, but it was a good week for me, you guys. I had a lot of positive stuff happen, and I had a lot of time to get back to my routine and kind of refocus on myself and sort of slow down from the last few months of rushing around. And yeah, it was awesome. So yeah, so from a zero carb standpoint, things have been as good as they can be. I've been just beef and water since the new year there. And it's definitely making a difference, you guys. I know that's no surprise to most of you. The only thing that I had been eating outside of that was bacon, but that was enough to take me, you know, quite a ways off track. Now that I'm back to beef and water, I can really identify. Mostly it was just the looser stools and a lot more gurgling in my stomach. I didn't often use the bathroom more often, but I did use it more often, you know, whereas this week and now that I'm just beef and water only, it's pretty much once a day. It has been once a day that I use the bathroom. But when I was eating bacon, you know, there was times when I would have surprise movements that I had to go take care of and in the middle of the night and stuff like that. So that's not happening now that I'm on beef and water. I feel a lot more calm, like my stomach and the gurgles and noises and all that are much reduced when I drop the bacon. And overall, I've just been feeling really good, you guys, mentally, solid, no hints of the, you know, anxiety, depression, whatever that was bugging me around the holidays there. And yeah, just feeling a lot better. So what I'm eating is still my homegrown ground beef as the bulk of my food. And then I've been eating ribeye from Costco to just get the fat up a little bit. So as you guys know, I don't do well on high fat. Even just ribeye, I'm starting to realize by itself, one big ribeye from Costco, if I don't trim the fat, that's too much fat for me. It will make me, if not sick, at least not feel my best. But on, you know, conversely, my ground beef is too lean. And so I end up being hungry and it's kind of dry and, you know. So what I've been doing, as you guys know, is taking my ribeye, make my ribeye bacon. So I fry it, you know, I slice it really thin and fry it so I have all that fried fat. And then I mix in just a little bit of that to my ground beef. And I think I'm eating just about 3 pounds of beef, uncooked weight. I'm eating it cooked, of course, so it's quite a bit less than that. But it's roughly 3 pounds of beef a day. And it's been treating me right. I could eat a little more, to be honest. I get my ground beef in these 2 pound tubes. And it's a nice size. And for the most part, I just go through one of those a day. But what's interesting is back before the new year, when I was eating a tube of ground beef with bacon and ribeye, I think I was probably eating quite a bit more. You know, I've been trying now to add the ribeye and have my bowls be about the same size, but I'm quite sure I'm probably off by a few hundred calories anyways. I would guess that I have a few hundred calories less energy in that bowl each day just due to the bacon deletion. And so I think that as time is going on, I'm slowly eating a little bit less, and my body actually wants a little more, but I don't want to take another 2 pounds out and, you know, cook a whole nother, I don't want to cook 4 pounds a day, And part of the reason I don't want to do that is because I do have that thing where I overeat and get sick. So, you know, I'm slightly, I'm not really moderating my input. I mean, I wouldn't, if that bowl of ground beef was there and it was big and full and, you know, I'd just eat to satiety and I probably wouldn't worry about it. And I probably wouldn't get sick except for every once in a while. But really it's just, I'm just trying to stay on that, you know, keep one of those ground beef logs going each day. I'm trying not to exceed that, mostly just for convenience and most because I don't want to thaw out two and cook two and then I'll be going through them that much faster. I don't know. I'm just being silly. It's at some point, if I get hungry enough, I'm going to start cooking two a day. I'm not keeping myself from that. But my point is that it's just a real little bit and I don't really notice much, but I do notice that I'm finishing all the food that I've made for myself for the day, which wasn't the case before. I would almost always have a little bit left over for the next day. So that's different a little bit. And so I am eating a little bit less, I think. So, you know, in some ways that's good for me because that's definitely part of what causes my distress when I do have my sick days is too much food at one time. So I think that that's been good for me, despite the fact that, you know, I'm not quite eating to satiety each day, although it's, like I said, it's really close. I actually do eat to satiety, and then it's just as I'm going to bed, because I've been eating kind of early. So I've been eating usually about lunchtime, and then eating again about 5 or so. So, you know, by the time I go to bed at 9 or whatever, it's been a few hours, and have been hungry a couple times going to bed. Not too bad, but a little bit. So, anyways, it's been a good program for me. The ground beef and ribeye seems to be really nice way for me to manage my fat. I did have something else. I had some lamb ribs this week, and I wanted to bring that up because I roasted them, long, slow roast in some foil, and of course that kept all the rendered fat in there, and then it cooled off. Well, those lamb ribs, boy, they left me with just a huge reserve of fat, not just the fat that had rendered off, but all the, you know, cooked fat that was in the layers. And again, it's too fatty. If I eat too much of it at once, it really just does a number on my stomach. But it's great to mix into my ground beef. So that's what I've been doing this week is ribeye and a little bit of lamb ribs as well, just to bring that fat content up of that ground beef. And so it's been really good, you guys. I've been feeling like I'm able to moderate my fat content, get it up a little bit to where I'm not eating so lean, but at the same time avoid, you know, causing distress, which too much fat causes for me. So that's been really great. And another thing about that I've noticed is, you know, I do better if I've cooked the fat and then it's cooled. It seems to make me sicker when it's liquid or even you know, jelly or jiggly or whatever. It just seems to be harder on my stomach. But when it's cold and hard, it seems really easy for me to digest. So I have been cooking my food and then putting it in the refrigerator or outside because it's cold out there these days. And then trying to eat it cold. And that seems to be making a difference on my digestion as well. So, and I do enjoy it that way. So it's no big deal. I actually think I like it better cold. As weird as that is. So anyways, that's what I've been eating, and that's how I've been feeling. I've been feeling really good, and I'm really stoked to have cleared out the bacon and gotten back into beef only, and my body is reaping the rewards. So that's this week. You know, I don't have a lot to share this week, you guys. I've been real kind of pulled back in here and doing my workouts and just trying to kind of get back on track. And let's see. Oh, I do have something wonderful to share about Zero Carb. I have something great. So one of the, you don't need the whole backstory. I've been trying to take care of a errand, and I needed someone's help. And so it's sort of a long story, but it has to do with a lost registration on a car, and I needed to get in touch with someone, and As it turned out, who I needed to call was my buddy who has, I've told you about him before, he was been struggling with diverticulitis and pancreatitis for his whole life, you know, at least 20 years that I've known him. He's been in and out of, you know, the hospital and always very sick. And so I saw him a year ago, I've told you this, and told him about zero carb. And he's been doing it for a year now. He's got two young kids, a little girl and a little boy. And anyways, I needed his help to get this car license figured out, title figured out. And so he met me in town. He lives 20 miles away now. And we met and took care of this thing. And, oh, you guys, it was so good to see him. He's lost 80 pounds over the course of the last few years. He didn't do that all on zero carb. He did that, I think, mostly prior. But then since he's been zero carb, he looks amazing. He looks like, he truly looks like a different person. And to hear him talk brings me so much joy. So we hung out for about an hour, and I really hope, I'd like to get him on here to hang out and talk. You guys would love to hear him. I mean, he's right where, you know, where I was in right after my first year. He's feeling so good. He's noticed such amazing, profound differences in his health and everything. And he's just preaching to the choir when we talk. He's just got, you know, I don't even need to start. You guys know exactly what I'm saying, talking about fiber and talk. And he's a licensed nurse practitioner. So, he spends a lot of time, you know, in the medical community and interacting with people. And I really feel like his experience, he's going to be able to help a lot of people. I can already see it happening because he was overweight his whole life and by quite a bit and really torn up with, you know, gut problems. And the difference that he's experiencing now in zero carb is so profound. He talks about how easy it is to maintain his weight. He looks like $1 million. He looks like he works out, and he doesn't. And he, you know, he's just a great ambassador. He's just, I know what it was. And he, you know, we were talking about some of the people he works with in the hospital, and many of them, something I've noticed when I go to the hospital, you know, many of the caregivers are significantly struggling with their own challenges. Most of the ones that I see were horribly overweight and, it looked like they were really struggling, even though they may not know it. Some of them probably do, some of them don't. But at any rate, my buddy is just in a great position to, you know, be an example and share his experience. You know, he's like, I don't work out. This hasn't been hard. I'm not struggling with food. I eat what I want. And, you know, he just goes on and on and on about all the same things that we always talk about. But having been struggling with his weight his whole life, I mean, he was a round little guy, you know, forever. So, talking to him the other day, I was just like, man, I used to think that people were not trying or doing something. I was like, I know, I used to beat myself up, and now I still see people, and I used to, you know, I still think that sometimes. He goes, and I catch myself, I goes, I know it's not their fault, just don't know how to eat, and how much easier it is over here, and yeah, so we can go on and on, but at any rate, I got to hang out with someone whose life I was able to change significantly for the better through this amazing gift that I've been given, that I've learned, most people are closed to. That's the most frustrating thing about this, and this goes back to my holiday experience. It's so frustrating. I mean, if I ran up ahead and found $1 million up there, you know, the people I loved and who, you know, they'd run right, what'd you find up there? They'd run right up there and grab their million. Oh my gosh, you know, look what we all found. But no matter how amazing and magical this golden information is, it's so difficult to share with people. They will not hear it. All they have to do is try it for themselves and find out for themselves how life-changing it can be. But they won't believe. It drives me crazy. So how wonderful to see my friend, who all it took was him to believe a tiny bit in me, right? He just went, well, Matt's smart. He's saying this thing changed his life. I might as well try it. What's the harm? Of course, he had a lot to gain. Most people don't realize how much they have to gain. I think that's the biggest thing, is everyone's like, oh, well, you know, I'm fine. I'm just how I always am. What they don't realize is how they always am, how they always were is terrible. At least it was for me. And it's, I assume it is for everyone, because you look out in the world and everyone's sick. I mean, if our pets look like our family members, we'd know that they were terribly sick and we'd take them to the vet. So it just drives me nuts. How hard that is to share and how difficult it is for people to see. And, so I'm so proud to have helped change his life, and I'm so proud of him for having the open mind and the heart and the belief in me. I look at it that way to give that a try. And man, God, he's doing so good, you guys. It is so, it's just a huge gift. And I've said it before, I've said it many times on this podcast, that the only thing that I was put on this earth for is to show him, you know, even just one person, that light, and give him an opportunity to raise his kids. He wasn't going to be around to raise his kids, I really don't think so, or at least not in any significant way. Man, that's good enough reason for me to be here. That's, I feel like my life was worth it just for that. And I've already done that with at least one other person too. So I've got a few people who believe in me. So that just makes me feel wonderful. So I was floating on a high most of the week from that. And, yeah, so that was great. And that does bring me back to more zero carb stuff, just about that whole concept of getting people to, lend credence to the idea. I don't know how you say it, but man, if we could just get people to attempt it, you know, we could make people's lives so much better. So I don't know what the right answer is there, but, we're getting a lot of momentum, that's for sure. Boy, there's more and more and more and more and more people. All the groups are getting bigger and bigger exponentially day by day. And you know, I think that as people try this and realize how different it is and, you know, how it can change their lives for the better, it's going to be an unstoppable movement here before too long. So I'm happy to see that. So, yeah, so there's that. That's about it. I think that's my week. I had a good one, you guys. It was really good. I just got back into my routine, had some real positive interactions, and yeah, then I'm getting ready to go back and start my new project. So I think I'm going to leave it at that. I'm real excited about playoff football right now. So Mike, thanks for the cheers there last week. My team did do well. We got a tough one this week, so we'll see how we go. But I'm going to hang out today and rest up and watch some football. We are in the midst of a wicked winter storm here. It's just been raining, 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 cold, cold, cold. I got a few inches of snow a couple days ago, and now it's washed away in the rain. But it's supposed to get really cold today and then stay that way all week. So I got a feeling I'm going to be buried in snow all week. Hopefully I can get to work. But if not, I'll stay here and play in the snow, which is my favorite, so I won't hope too hard about getting to work, but I'm really looking forward to this week. You guys, it's going to be really cold. I'm going to get to try out my new heating system, which, by the way, has been life-changing. Things are good. I'm moving forward. I guess for the last few months, I haven't really felt like I've been making progress, but I have been. I've been making good progress. I've got my systems up here a little more dialed. I've got my systems around the property a little more dialed. I haven't been having to hold my renter's hands during all this stormy weather. They're taking care of things, and things seem to be holding up well. Yeah, so I'm doing good, you guys. I'm gonna look forward to this wintry week, and we'll see what it holds. So I'm gonna stay on eating beef and water, I'll tell you that. Yeah. All right, you guys, so I think that's enough for today. It seems like I've run out of steam here, so I'll check in with you again next week. Oh, I wanted to thank you guys, as I always do, for all your comments, but there were some great ones last week, and I neglected to review them before I started today, so I just have a few shout-outs, and I'm going to forget some of you, so I just want to say thank you very much. Deb Mary, that was some great input. Thank you very much for that. There was a listener named Anne who shared with me some wonderful information about that she got from a visit at Paleo Medicina, where she spent a week. And she let me know, this is actually really interesting, just that I'm signing off. She let me know that, I don't know if it was Sophia, it was someone, no, I don't think it was Sophia, I think it was someone else talking about, oh, it was the woman who started the GAPS diet, and I forget her name, but she mentioned that modern dishwashing liquids, especially the machine dishwashing soaps, can sometimes cause irritation or trigger sensitivities in some people who have sensitivities like I do, like, you know, IBD and Crohn's and whatnot. And when she said that, man, I just went, oh, light bulb went on over my head. You know, I used to get hives from dryer sheets and from various laundry detergents. As I cleared up my sensitivities with this diet, those symptoms seemed to go away, but I've always felt that I've had sensitivity to that. And guess what, you guys? My parents use modern dishwashing soaps in their modern dishwasher, and it's the only place I run into dishwashing detergents like that in my life. So Anne's theory was that that could have been what made me sick when I eat at my parents' place, and I think it's a great theory. I definitely felt like there's something on the plates. I mean, it's not like I could taste it, but it's every time I use one of their plates, I would get sick. You know, I've been real careful about bringing food for a while now. So I thought that was a great theory, and thank you, Anne, for that very much. And the rest of you, Cuner, thanks for checking in. Whitey, I'm not sure if you're there anymore. I can't remember, but, you know, all of you folks, Robin, of course, and Dean, and Sarah, thank you for the birthday wishes. You know, I haven't been on Twitter almost at all, but I have a few friends who get a hold of me there. So every once in a while I go back, and I found that I've been missing, every now and then I've been missing a few messages. So Sarah, I totally missed your birthday messages, and I really appreciate it. And I hope you and your baby are doing great. And so many of you, I can't list them all, but I just wanted to thank you so much. Your comments have meant so much to me, especially these past weeks as I sort of have, you know, struggled a bit and looked for, you know, sort of some answers and some support, and you guys, well, and you're always there for me. So thank you so much. It makes a huge difference to me. And I guess that's enough for now. So I thank you, as always, for listening and watching, and I hope you have a great week. You guys make some progress. Stay the course. Try and show the path to someone who can use it. And I'll do the same. And check in with you guys next week. I'm going to have a tough week at work this week. I'm looking forward to getting back in there. It's going to be really cold and really miserable, probably getting there and back. And so I'm going to put my nose to the grindstone and hammer down, and we'll get back here next week and see how we did. All right, you guys, have a great week. Thanks as always for listening and watching. I'll see you next week. Thanks.